Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. Tiffany here from Swish, and I want to talk about being a problem solver. In my classroom, I'm always telling my ICFirsties to be problem solvers. In first grade, that's one thing, but in adult life, it's a whole other. It can be really difficult to train your brain to go into a problem-solving mode. Maybe you don't even know where to start. It's a challenge that we all face in life, but when you learn to better help your brain find solutions, it's truly a great feeling. And if you've ever been thinking of giving therapy a try, BetterHelp is a great option. BetterHelp is convenient, it's accessible, it's affordable, and it's all online. And on top of that, they match you with a therapist just by filling out a brief survey. So when you want to be a better problem solver, therapy can get you there. Visit betterhelp.com/swish today to get 10% off your first month. That's better, HELP.com/swish.
Welcome to Swish and Flick, an All Potter podcast.
Swish and Flick, everyone. Swish and Flick.
Hello and welcome to episode 64 of Swish and Flick. I'm Tiffany.
I'm Megan.
I'm Katie.
And I'm the Goblet of Fire.
Not yet.
Soon to be.
You don't. I am. You just don't know who I am yet.
You're on fire.
I'm the cup of hot fire.
Cup of hot fire. This episode is sponsored by Sophia Swindell. Thank you, Sophia.
Thank you.
I like your name, Sophia. It's pretty. Mm-hmm. Anyways, guys, today we will be discussing Chapter 22, the final chapter of Harry Potter and the Prisoner of That was not on purpose. I almost said Azkaban because the chapter is Al Post Again. That was so not on purpose. I want to cry.
We've come full circle. I think that's why you said it last
you
time.
Know what? I bet you that's the spirit of Timmy's grandma is. Coming back and
Timmy's
making you say
grandma.
It. Bringing it back to
Timmy's
book two.
Grandma didn't give you Prisoner of Azkaban too, did she?
No, but
positive?
She gave me the Chamber of Secrets.
I know, but how do you know that that's not also from Timmy's grandma?
Well, it was a different publisher, so like it's two different printed, not prints, but like the covers are different.
Anything.
I would like to think that Timmy's grandmother would be a woman after my own heart and give
she
Timmy
would give
all
the
of
the same one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Anyways, make sure you've read that chapter. If you don't remember what I just said, it's chapter 22 of The Prisoner of Azkaban.
Read Owl Post Again.
Owl Post Again. We're going to get into some weekly profit news.
We met Timmy's grandma. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God. Oh, I pulled this up Timmy, because I wanted to see it. This is interesting.
Timmy, yeah. If you're out there, are you out there, Timmy?
Tis the weekly profit time. There was a family in Maryland that built Diagon Alley in their backyard, and it looks sick.
It looks really good.
And I believe that
look at all those little Harry Potters.
They did it to raise money.
Oh, terrifying. Yeah. Zoom in and look by Ollivanders.
What?
Zoom into the picture and look by Ollivanders.
It looks like the guy from the Saw movies.
It does. I think they're supposed to be Voldemort, but
Voldemort.
Look at those.
Look at those little nuggets.
And also, the person being Dumbledore in this looks a little scary as well. Creepy.
But you know what? They're still cool.
Still cool.
This is the cutest thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
It's adorable.
Oh, you guys have to look at all these pictures.
The family used this to to raise money for Hurricane Florence.
Oh.
Families donated $100 to have their children's pictures taken there.
Wow. Love it.
And all of that money went to support those in need
from
Hurricane Florence.
Oh, you can even go in there.
gosh, this is literally the cutest thing.
It looks so
Was this her birthday or something?
No, they did it to raise money.
Well, like, this girl's in it a lot. She looks like a little
Hermione. Her family.
I'm assuming it is her family, but she gets to blow out the candles.
It says everything except for the paint, nails, and a few hard-to-find wood trim pieces were free and recycled materials that the family got from Craigslist ads, Second Chance Baltimore, and Habitat for Humanity.
Oh my God, they're playing Quidditch.
Wow.
Her scar looks amazing.
I was going to say, that looks really, really real.
You just had to know how to use...
It looks like that one little girl's putting the wand up her nose and it makes me laugh.
Mm-hmm. She's not.
Super cute.
Yeah, so this is adorable, basically.
Yeah, look at the pictures. It's so cool.
I love how they even have to go through the brick wall. Like, that's so stinking cute.
Oh, they have the Great Hall.
Can I go?
Cute.
Is it still up? Can we all go? Let's make a trip.
Can I play?
I'll donate to charity.
Yeah.
I would definitely donate $100 to go get pictures taken in there.
Oh, see, it is. It says... So it was fitting to do something Harry Potter inspired for their daughter Vivian's 6th birthday party.
Ah. Vivian. That's
a very cute name. Call her little Viv.
Viv.
How cute. Oh, yeah, they played Quidditch.
Quidditch.
It's easy enough to understand.
Gosh. Look at that cake.
Also, the photos are great. So to that photographer.
Cheers.
Yeah, it's Bridget Slack Photography.
That's how I sign my emails now, by the way.
What?
Cheers.
Cheers.
So
I want to go.
I say cordially yours.
Can I pay them to have me my party there?
Corduroy yours.
For real.
You're not funny.
Okay. All right.
Do it real slow, like.
For the final chapter.
You wrap it up.
I'm so sad.
Katie's really sad, guys. I'm so she sad. Does not want to start Goblet of Fire.
Do you want Florence to do it?
I
want to
start it.
It's time for the
recap. Yeah. Does Florence want to do it?
Florence,
as well?
Please.
That's like some smooth jazz. You want Florence to do the recap?
I want you to do it very sassy.
Oh, you want me to actually read the whole thing?
No.
Or just say recap?
Just say
the recap. Katie's like, no, don't take my part of
it.
She needs
this.
Well,
right. Well, I do it a little bit different because it's the recap. Yeah. She's going to tell us what happened in the previous episode.
Somebody that's on Bob's Burgers.
Florence is everywhere.
Okay. You're so right. All right. So don't cry.
I'll try not to.
Are you really going to cry?
No, but I'm very sad. After that scary Dementor
attack. Just look at her, isn't she?
Harry and Hermione wake up in the hospital wing. It sounds like Snape took all the credit for what went down on the grounds and for catching Sirius, but Dumbledore has a plan. He instructs Harry and Hermione to go back in time and save not only Sirius, but Buckbeak too.
Nothing big. Just go back in time and the fate of people's lives is in your hands. You know, you could really mess up your own life with time.
You got the whole life in your hands. You got the whole life in your hands.
I love my man.
I'm gonna save two people in one night. I got the whole life in my hands.
Get out of here.
So somehow they're successful. Sirius escapes on the back of Buckbeak. And I'm not going to mention the other thing that happens because it's real sad. And we'll get to it soon. So,
all right.
They're all dead.
Well, that's like 7.
It's Martin's phone. Someone's calling.
Someone's calling Martin. Martin Joseph. What a name. What a man.
Mm.
Well, all right. So Harry and Hermione race to get to the beds in the hospital wing just in time. And Snape is very angry. Cape and all. Get it? Because he's super angry. So Sirius is gone. Snape is angry. He's adamant that Harry had something to do with it. But he was in the hospital wing the whole time, right? So Snape accidentally lets it slip that Lupin is a werewolf.
Woof.
Werewolf.
Woof.
Leading him to quit his job. And Harry is more bummed than ever. On the way...
That was just a really good Florence sentence. It just like sounded really good.
I was so good. On the way home, Sirius sends a letter to Harry with a new pet for Ron. And Harry makes sure that the Dursleys know about his masked murderer godfather. And, school's out for summer.
It's out for the summer.
Woo!
All right.
Alrighty, Roo.
Alrighty, Roo. Let's do this, too.
As Harry is watching Sirius and Beaky fly off, Hermione's like, we gets to go.
Yo, Harry.
Harry.
We got to go.
We got to take Harry. A little legs all the way to Harry. The hospital wing.
We got to go, Harry.
Harry.
Oh, gosh.
I pulled up an article. I know it's like, I'm like one sentence in, but.
Did you pull up an article to be like, how fast did it take them? Like, how long did it take them to get back there?
Sure.
Just took in the nick of time.
2 seconds.
Who is the Nick of Time? Which Nick is it?
Saint Nick.
I think it's Sir Nicholas de Mimsey Poppington.
Which Nick is the Nickiest Nick? That Nick.
It's going to be an interesting
one. I don't know. I was trying to think of the guy who ran up the clock.
No, Nicholas Flamel.
I don't know.
Nicholas Flamel.
Google where that came from. Let's do a little history lesson. But anyways, if you go to Pottermore, this article is titled Fugitives Escape. Harry and Hermione watch Sirius and Buckbeak escape from the tallest tower, flying off into the night. And it's a picture and that's it.
Cool.
But it's a very pretty picture.
That was such like, you amped that up so much.
I'm sorry.
And it was a picture.
It was just a picture. That's all it had.
It's beautiful though.
It is very pretty. They had 10 minutes to get back to the hospital wing without anybody seeing them. And before Dumbledore locked the door, Harry basically had to rip his gaze from the sky. Mm. You know, he had all of this buildup, like I built you up for that article and then crushed your dreams.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Thanks, Tiffany.
You're welcome. So now it was like a very scary game of hide and seek by themselves. They had to.
From themselves.
Right, exactly. They had to slip down a spiraling staircase, flatten themselves against walls, and listen. And then we get to overhear a very interesting conversation.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you love this conversation?
It makes me want to vomit. Here we go. Only hope Dumbledore is not going to make difficulties, Snape was saying. The kiss will be performed immediately. As soon as McNair returns with the Dementors, this whole Black affair has been highly embarrassing. I can't tell you how much I'm looking forward to informing the Daily Prophet we've got him at last. Pause. It's embarrassing for you. I can't wait to release this to the presses that I finally got this guy and he's gone. Not dead, but gone.
Yeah.
Well. Okay, Fudge. I hate your face.
Least amount of work possible.
Sorry, right? I'm not sorry. I dare say they'll want it to interview you, Snape. And once young Harry's back in his right mind, I expect he'll want to tell the Prophet exactly how you saved him. Harry clenched his teeth and caught a glimpse of Snape's smirk.
Okay, but let's be real. Like, say Snape's events were accurate. Would Harry even do that?
Hard no.
No.
It's not my business.
Tiffany just sipped some tea.
I did.
In a can.
Okay.
It's not tea.
It's tea in a can. In a can.
I like that when you guys try to do something that I do, you look at me to be like, is she going to laugh?
I always look at you because I like to make you laugh.
You never succeed.
That's false.
You're not funny.
We're all funny.
No.
I almost said an arrested quote, and I forgot to tell you the Dave Chappelle quote from last time, so we'll have to do that.
You'll forget again.
Probably. They left, and Harry and Hermione waited, and they ran in the opposite direction, down one staircase, and along a new corridor. And then they heard, cackling ahead, Peeves! I love him.
What does cackling sound like?
Oh my, that was perfect.
That was accurate.
You're welcome. They had to run into a deserted classroom to their left just in time to miss because Peeves was bouncing along the corridor in his usual amazing fashion and he was in very good spirits, laughing his head off. Was Nick jealous?
Oh.
Stop laughing at her bad jokes.
I thought it was funny.
Someone's jealous and I can be funny too.
Am I the new Nick? Am I the Nick of Time?
You really are.
Oh my gosh. I didn't even remember writing that. Hermione knows exactly why he's laughing, because Sirius is about to get a smooch, which that's pretty sickening as far as Peeves goes. So now they had 3 minutes and they waited for Peeves to float on in his glee and then they ran again. So they're like, can you just like picture them like run, hide, run, hide, run, hide, run, hide. Like it it felt reading it again. It felt very frantic, even though I knew how everything worked out in the end. It kind of puts you on edge.
Think of how exhausted they are. They've been through a lot.
Yes. Yes. No.
They've also been awake longer than they should be.
Well, they were also like passed out though.
Like,
but like dementia attack. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Oof. It's a lot.
Werewolf.
Werewolf indeed. So Harry was now, hold on. So they kept waiting for Peeves. We already hit the bell. Harry was curious because they were cutting it so curious. Why did I write curious? That's
nervous.
That's not what I wanted to say.
Probably nervous.
You skipped the whole Hermione knows why he's laughing.
No, I didn't.
Did you say that?
I did.
Oh.
Thanks for listening.
You're welcome.
Welcome to the podcast.
Who's Harry Potter?
I don't know.
Oh, we know he's a wizard, but we don't know what a wizard is.
Alrighty.
What's a wizard?
Nothing. What's a wizard with you?
I don't know what I meant to say, but I'm going to say he's probably freaking out. Anyways.
Anxious, maybe?
I'm going to lightning bolt. What do you think would have happened if they didn't make it back before Dumbledore locked the door?
Oh, they would have gotten blamed. 100%.
For releasing him? Okay. Yeah. Same seas.
They don't have an alibi. Yeah. My eyebrow is twitching.
Correct. They don't have an alibi.
I don't even know.
I don't know. I feel like they would get out of it, though.
Oh, I bet you that Dumbledore would have made sure they'd got out of it. You know what
right.
I mean?
Maybe they were like, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm confounded. Because they know that that's what they think.
Oh, I went wandering off because I'm confounded.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Oh, yeah. They totally would have played that card.
Yeah, that's what I think, too.
Who are you?
Edwin.
Where am I?
So.
This is in the Gryffindor Tower.
What's a Gryffindor?
What's a Hogwarts?
Hogwarts.
Hogwash. I don't know. I like that joke. I just keep saying it. Sorry.
It's like Queenie.
I do.
That's true. So they are down to one. Katie's not doing her job.
Sorry.
Minute.
She's laughing at my joke that nobody heard but me.
And they were now at the end of the corridor by the hospital wing, and they kept creeping along, and they finally heard Dumbledore say that he was going to lock them in.
What?
5 minutes to midnight now, and 3 turns should do it, he said.
1, 2, 3.
3. Dumbledore backed out of the room, closed the door, and took out his wand to magically lock it. Panicking, Harry and Hermione ran forward. Dumbledore looked up, and a wide smile appeared under the long silver mustache. Well, he said quietly. Breathe a sigh of relief. Because they did it. So, Dumbledore is pleased with their success, and he locks them inside. Ron is still being lazy, and he's knocked out.
Oh, my God. The poor kid has
been through a lot. He didn't do anything. No.
He's the most traumatized, I'd say, out of all of them.
Yeah, whatever. Harry and Hermione got back into their beds, and the time turner is tucked away. Madame Pomfrey comes back into the wing. And it all worked out perfectly.
I have to say, I like in the movie when they get back, doesn't he like touch his nose?
Yeah.
I love that.
Who?
It's good stuff.
Dumbledore.
My boo.
Like he knows, but he like, because they go to say something, he's like, good I don't night. Know what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Laying his finger aside of his nose and giving a nod up the chimney, he rose.
It does make me think of a Shanty Claus.
Yes.
No, they're like, we did it. And he's like, did what? And walks away.
Yeah.
Kidnap Mr. Santa Claus.
Santa it's that time, Claus. Man.
It's that time.
Oh, God. I want to do it. Let's draw straws. I can't wait. Madame Pomfrey, however, is in a very bad mood. These are her patients, after all. Mm. So they accepted her chocolate now because I feel like she would have continued to shove it down their throats.
Yep.
But Harry found it hard to eat because he knew what was coming. Sirius was gone, and they would soon know that he had escaped again. So they took a 4th piece of chocolate, and in the distance, they heard a roar of fury echoing above them. Ooh. Guys, this is where just he becomes unhinged.
Literally.
Is that very first one you think is just Snape? How many floors above him do you think he is?
In the tallest tower when they find out. So I don't know if he came down a few.
Room in the tallest tower.
Yeah, let down your hair.
He's very angry. I wonder, did he wake everybody up?
Okay.
Like, in all the other
I bet people
rooms?
Were terrified.
Do you think Slytherin heard him all the way in the dungeons?
Probably not, though. The angry
dungeons.
The angry voices became louder and louder, and Madame Pomfrey was getting even madder because they're going to be waking everyone up. Well, get ready, Madame Pomfrey. Harry was trying to hear what the voices were saying as they were drawing nearer and nearer.
Oh, boy, guys.
Snapey Snape is...
A swear.
That's a swear.
Is that?
Yeah.
He's very mad. So he's super angry because Sirius is gone.
Hooray.
He's gone. So Fudge says, he must have disapparated Severus. We should have left somebody in the room with him when this gets out. And then Snape is super angry. Roars. He didn't disapparate. You can't apparate or disapparate inside this castle. This has something to do with Potter.
Can we pause for just a second? And so inside the castle. So castle grounds, can you apparate or disapparate on?
I don't think so. I think you have to be outside the grounds. Like you know how like they come to the gate whenever they like come in from the train?
Yep.
Outside that gate, I believe you can.
That's why it's so far of like a boat ride or a carriage ride.
Yeah.
Well, they can't apparate. The kids can't do it anyways. I'm thinking about adults.
Oh, I don't think anybody can.
No.
I know, but we see in Fantastic Beasts that they're just apparating and apparating onto the bridge. But I'm thinking maybe...
Purpose. Like, that's forever ago. You got to think.
Yeah,
maybe
I'm just curious.
The security could have been upped after that point.
I hope we find out why.
Oh, just my curious. Gosh. Do you think it was because of Grindelwald or because of Voldemort that they upped security?
Grindelwald, probably.
You think Grindelwald?
Who? Maybe he's going to go and attack Hogwarts. Maybe he's trying to get into
hogwash.
Dumbledore's
study. That joke's old. It's not. It'll never be old.
Okay.
So then we are not sure who says this. Severus, be reasonable. Harry has been locked up. Because theoretically, that could have been Fudge or Dumbledore saying that.
Yeah.
Everybody else except me assumed it was Fudge. For whatever reason, I assumed it was Dumbledore. I don't know why.
Could be Dumbledore.
So that's when the hospital wing doors open, burst open. To be exact. Dumbledore is calm as a cuke. That's what I said in the notes.
I don't know if that's how I would spell cuke.
Oh, that's how
like
I
like a cucumber, because it's C-U-C.
I do C-U-K-E. So
important conversations we have on this podcast.
Goodness
how
gracious.
You would say cuke.
So it says Dumbledore looked calm. Though he looked like he was quite enjoying himself.
Oh, I'm sure he was having a grand time.
And Fudge was angry. But Snape, he was beside himself. So I like how you can like see the three levels of emotion here. There's
Do you think there was two Snapes? Because he was beside himself.
Oh my gosh, I cannot.
I only see one Snape. I cannot see two.
I can't.
So Snape immediately storms over to Harry and questions him. Out with it, Potter. What did you do?
Nothing.
You know, just helped him escape. No big deal. He got on a hippogriff flying off into the sunset.
Oh, while I was back in time. Did I not end it?
So Dumbledore here kind of tries to reason with him. He asks Madame Pomfrey if they've left their beds. And of course she said, no, of course not. So then... Dumbledore says, well, unless you're suggesting that Harry and Hermione are able to be in two places at once, I'm afraid I don't see any point in troubling them further.
Naughty, naughty.
Did he know about the time turner?
All the teachers did, right?
Oh, I think all the teachers. No, I don't think. No, they would have had to because she had to go to the classes. Like, they would have to know how she was getting to them.
I guarantee you he filled him in on this later when he was more calm.
Probably.
That would be a very angry Snape.
Well, he would have to because
what does Dumbledore care?
Because Snape knows later, like when he's in the order meetings and stuff, you know, like obviously he got out somehow. Oh, well, yep, it was Harry. You were right. Sorry, couldn't let anybody else know.
Yeah, because you know? Black is clearly
well, and also like he'd be like them. You have like his own blind spot to that situation,
right.
Anyways.
Yeah.
So he's like, you don't see it for what it is. You see it for what you want to see it,
right?
So Snape storms out at this point, and. I think that it's funny that Fudge is just like, the fellow seems quite unbalanced.
Well, he's like, can we go back and talk about the words she uses to describe him in this moment? It's like, he's insane.
Yeah, he is. He's howling. They helped him escape. I know it. Snape howls. His face was twisted. Spit was flying from his mouth. Fudge barks at him. Calm down, man. You're talking nonsense.
Madame Pomfrey gets in it.
Yeah.
Professor Snape, control yourself.
Yep. You don't know Potter, he shrieked. He did it. I know he did it.
Yeah.
That will do, Severus.
This would have been a great
scene. Think about what you're saying.
That'll do, pig. That'll do.
And then Dumbledore still calms, says, well, there you have it. Unless you're suggesting that they can be at two places at once.
Peace out.
He is seething, stood there seething, staring from Fudge, who looked thoroughly shocked at his behavior.
Calm down,
to
man,
Dumbledore, whose eyes were twinkling behind his glasses.
Gosh, he's so good. Y'all Snape wonder why I love him.
About, robes swishing and flicking behind him.
Look at that.
And stormed out of the ward. So he is, he's Wait, an angry fella.
Read what Dumbledore says.
Yes. So Fudge then says, the fellow seems quite unbalanced. And Dumbledore says, he's not imbalanced. He's just suffered a severe disappointment.
Mm. Or maybe a serious one.
Your disappointment is that a man didn't lose his soul.
Yeah.
Right. But
that's what was going to happen.
Yes, yes. But, you know,
he's
he almost
his
lost
order,
his own.
Merlin.
Mm-mm.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Mm-mm.
No, high he was never going to lose his soul. He was just going to lose his life. But people say that losing your soul is worse than losing your life.
I mean, both are pretty bad.
Obviously. Yeah.
But again, think of like people that were bullied. He was bullied by that guy.
I understand.
He's going to get some sweet, sweet revenge.
I guess where I'm coming from as a person, I don't think that way.
I understand.
Okay.
I do.
Do you?
I do. I'm just saying from his perspective... He was finally, he was like, I'm going to get some justice for myself. Not really the right situation, but.
Moving on.
Sure.
Do you want me to describe what you just did?
No. So Fudge, like, I just like to put it into perspective. This is how angry that Snape is. Fudge literally thinks he's crazy right now.
Mm. He said, watch out for him. I'd watch out for him if I were
I'd
you.
I'd watch out. So, but,
he is going
this is what it. Makes me really angry though too and like this so like
it's true
Fudge has never really been a super positive force in the books or movies
amen to that
but here I think is where his like true colors really start to shine
okay.
because he is just focused on the media really at this point he's like oh he's not the only one that's suffered a severe disappointment. The Daily Prophet's going to have a field day.
Can't wait.
But think about how much the media affects things like nowadays. Like you,
I know.
It's crazy.
It is. But to, you know, that's like Fudge has always just been so overwhelmed by his image.
Mm-hmm. He's all for show.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I think that this is kind of like really the first part we like super start to see this. We see it a lot later.
Yes.
But like this is just the inkling beginnings of it.
Mm-hmm. And if you and if you're on your first read, you don't catch it.
No.
No.
You're just like, oh, he's a politician, like whatever. But right. It's like, no, this is more than that.
Well, and this kind of like whets our feet to Rita.
Yes.
You know?
Yes,
and
it
how
does.
All of it. Ugh.
We're really talking about the media here, but yeah, like we delve even more into specific media stuff in the next book, right?
And just how
and
like, crazy.
Government.
Well, and
government.
It's so insane, like you're going to see, even just from this, where, like, at the beginning, they blasted Sirius, and no one, like, if it all came out, if this all came out, no one would care, because they're like, well, I read this, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
mm-hmm. It'd be well, so murky.
A really good example of that is Ron's, like, great aunt Muriel, right? Mm-hmm. How she's just like, oh, this is what,
Rita
oh, I
Peter.
Love New Rita. Blah, like, blah, what did blah. She say, you know, and, like, that... Some people are like that, mm-hmm. where it's like they don't care what the sources are.
They eat it.
It
up.
Was
that
published in
tone.
The media. It's gossipy, and they love it. So
if it's there, gotta be it's
true.
Must be true. Mm-hmm.
So Dumbledore asks Fudge here as well that he wants to be assured that the Dementors are going to be removed from the school. And Fudge says, "Oh yes, they'll have to go. I never dreamed they'd attempt to administer the kiss on an innocent boy." And here I said, do we think that this is foreshadowing for the Dementors' role in the war, maybe? Like, we can kind of, like, really see their evil side at the end of this book. Because, you know, a lot of people, or us potentially, like at the beginning of this book, see them as a form of protection from something bad, but really they're not.
They want anything that they can get.
Think, right. Yes. I think that we, and other people like are quick to forget that they are born out of darkness. Like right. they are dark creatures.
Yeah.
And you know, lot of what you said in the, a couple episodes back about like Azkaban, like that's death, the beginnings of the Dementors, yes, right?
Death, despair,
yeah.
like mm-hmm. all of those things.
They thrive.
Yes.
They're like, not they, just a,
they don't care. Like, and you see,
they don't,
they just, they're
discriminate.
Hungry.
Discriminate.
Yeah.
They can't will, be controlled.
Soul, any soul. I'm gonna suck it up.
I'm gonna take it.
They can have all this agreement with the ministry and everything, but at the end of the day, they're gonna do it what they want to do mm-hmm. at that moment in time. You can't. There's mm-hmm. no restrictions on them. I mean,
and it's the
you know
perfect
I mean?
Opportunity with the war for them to go over to Voldemort's side.
Well, yeah,
because
yeah.
they'll
have
just
as many as they want.
And you know, I think that they know, and I don't know how much of a sentient being they really are, but like they know if they go with Voldemort, that Voldemort's like, hey, the more souls you suck, I don't really care, because he,
yeah.
his goal is like, I just want to rule. Where on the light side, they're like, no, we like to save people. Please don't suck their souls because they need them.
I yeah. guarantee you, any conversation or dealings that went on between Dementors and Voldemort's side was not done by him, because he's only got one little piece left.
Yeah.
Mm. What if something went wrong?
True. He probably wanted
I
to
I guarantee
it.
He sent someone else.
Oh, I'm sure. I think that he does that a lot.
Oh, yeah. Other people oh, to yeah. do his little work, because his main goal, obviously, at the end, Elder Wand, Harry Potter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can't be bothered by anything else. All right.
So then Fudge suggests possibly putting dragons at the school entrance, and Dumbledore so says Hagrid would be happy about that.
Can you just imagine?
Oh, we get awesome. Dragons in the next book. Hello.
Yeah, true.
That's a little bit of a foreshadow.
Maybe that is, kind of, you know?
Yeah.
Like, oh, maybe there'll be dragons at the school next year. Well, there will be.
What's the line in the movie where he's like, is it the Chinese fireball or something? Fireball.
Ooh. That's Barty Crouch, though.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
not
what I meant.
Julia.
I like that line.
Not Julia.
So after Fudge and Dumbledore leave,
mm-hmm.
Ron finally wakes up, asks a million questions.
So lazy.
As per usual, and Hermione fills him in.
I like how Harry's like,
you
tell,
can
him.
Tell him.
Yeah. He's had
probably
enough.
Sick of talking about it.
Guaranteed.
Guys, I don't want to talk about this part.
Too bad.
Can we just skip it? It never happened.
Nope.
I'm sad.
Do you want me to just sum it up?
Nah, I'll do
Lupin's
it.
Lupin's leaving. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye. So, the trio get to leave the hospital wing, and the castle is deserted because everyone's taking full advantage of another Hogsmeade visit. But Hermione and Ron didn't feel like going, so they stay behind with Harry, which is pretty sweet, and wander the grounds. So like Hagrid that. Comes to tell them that Beaky escaped, and he's been celebrating all night. And they try to look surprised.
Celebrating, a.k.a. mead.
That's what I
hitting
like
that mead pretty hard.
Mm-hmm.
So Hagrid goes on to say, you know, I must not have tied him up properly. And he was worried that morning because he thought he might have met Professor Lupin on the grounds. But Lupin says he never ate anything last night. And Harry's like, whoa, what? And Hagrid's like, blimey, haven't you heard? And his smile faded a little. He lowered his voice, even though there was nobody in sight. Snape told all the Slytherins this morning. Thought everyone would know by now. Professor Lupin's a werewolf, see? And he was loose on the grounds last night. He's packing now, of course. Harry's like, wait, packing? Why? Mm. So Hagrid looks surprised that Harry would even ask. And he's like, he's leaving. He resigned first thing this morning. Says he can't risk it happening again. And I think this is adorable because Remus is a connection to his dad, especially now mm-hmm. he knows that's fresh in his mind right. from last night. He also has like built up this relationship with Remus the whole year.
Mm-hmm.
So he scrambles to his feet. He's like, I'm going to see him. And Ron and Hermione are like, it doesn't really sound like there's anything you can do. It seems like he's already made up his mind. But Harry's like, I don't care. I still want to see him.
Yeah.
So he heads to Remus's office.
Hold on. You said, yeah.
Yeah.
She did say yes.
So he heads to his office, and most of his things are already packed. Mm. And it's cute that he already saw Harry coming on the Marauder's map. Mm. So Harry's like, why are you leaving? Like, is it because the ministry thinks you were helping Sirius or something? But Dumbledore managed to convince Fudge that Remus was just trying to save their lives. And he says that was the final straw for Severus. I think the loss of the Order of Merlin hit him hard. So he accidentally let slip that I'm a werewolf this morning at breakfast.
I want to know how that went.
Yeah.
I just want to give him a hug.
Like, why did that come up?
So Harry's like, you're not leaving just because of that, which I'm going to just be like, yeah, Harry. That has to make him feel so good because I don't think he gets that very often. Yes.
I have to say that Hagrid's reaction kind of bothered me here, how he's like, you would expect him to not leave.
Right. You're a half giant.
I was going to ask in the lightning bolt round.
But
I
true go, story.
Do you
like,
think
right.
that Hagrid had some prejudice against
I think
I think he did.
And it makes me...
That's sad. But you, bro?
You would think A, because he's a half giant, and B, because he likes creatures.
Yeah, you'd think he'd have like a level of understanding. Like, I know what it's like to be an outcast. I get it.
Exactly.
Bother I'm going to digress, though. So Lupin's like, this time tomorrow, the owls will start arriving from parents. They will not want a werewolf teaching their children, Harry. Even though, haven't you been all year?
True.
But why does that not matter to people? You should probably get to know somebody before you judge them.
And realistically, he is the best teacher that they've had.
Yes. Right. So. And after last night, I see their point. I could have bitten any of you. That must never happen again. And Harry says, you're the best defense against the dark arts teacher we've ever had. Don't go. But he doesn't say anything. He just keeps packing. And while Harry's trying to think of something to convince him to not go, Remus asks about his Patronus and does confirm that, yes, James's animagus form was a stag, and that's why they did call him Prongs.
Love it.
So Harry was correct. So he was kind enough to bring Harry's invisibility cloak back from the Shrieking Shack, and he hesitates for a minute, but then hands him the Marauder's map too. And he's like, I'm no longer your teacher, so I can't feel guilty giving this back to you, but I'm sure that you, Ron, and Hermione will find uses for it.
I bet he also felt a little hesitant because, like, that's his connection to his,
I agree.
His guys.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes my heart break.
I agree. But I think that in the end, he realizes that, like, what's he going to do with it? Not at Hogwarts, you know?
Yeah.
So let James's son have it.
Mm-hmm. I like the idea of, too, of, like, if any, in a perfect world, everything was happened, like, fine. Mm-hmm. They would have handed it down, you know?
Yeah.
So Harry mentions how Remus had said that Moony, Wormtail, Padfoot, and Prongs would have wanted to lure him out of school and would have thought it was funny. And Remus is like, yeah, we would have. But I think James would have been highly disappointed if his son had never found any secret passages out of the castle. I thought that was very sweet.
Yeah.
So Dumbledore knocks on the Dumbledore and tells Remus that his carriage is there. So last words from my man for a year and a half. I'll say.
Pretty much.
Says, well, goodbye, Harry, he said, smiling. It has been a real pleasure teaching you. I feel sure we'll meet again sometime. Headmaster, there's no need to see me to the gates. I can manage. And Harry says that he has the impression that he wanted to leave quickly. And Dumbledore even seems kind of sad that he's going because he's never had any prejudice against him ever. I mean, he's the reason he got to go to school.
Right.
He's the reason he has a job. But they shake hands and he leaves. And legitimately, the first time I read this, I cried because I was so sad.
I remember reading this for the first time, too, and being, like, literally heartbroken that
yeah,
he was
sad.
Leaving. Because, you know, our first two experiences of Defense Against the Dark Arts pretty much sucked. And then this year, it was like... Because I feel like the last 2 years, we didn't really get to understand what that subject really even was. And then this year, we finally are like, you know.
It's that plus
we get to experience it.
What Harry teaches.
Yeah. Like, honestly, this Defense Against the Dark Arts year sets up Dumbledore's army, you know?
Yeah, guaranteed.
Yeah.
So let's all just have a moment of silence because my man's gone for a while.
Ah,
that's not silent.
All right, Sarah.
Okay.
Do you want a legitimate moment of silence?
Hold on. Your guy is Hagrid. Your guy's Lupin. Mm-hmm. My guy's Dumbly. If you can't have Lupin, who's your dude? Megan, I'm talking to.
Ron? Yeah.
It's a good guy.
Okay.
He's my favorite trio member.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely Ron. He's got his bad moments, but he has a lot of good moments.
I agree.
You know what? So is Dumbledore, Remus, yeah. and Hagrid.
Oh, Hagrid.
Hagrid has very few.
What is it? Oh, Hagrid.
Well, we'll see in the next one.
He's going to be in love.
Indeed.
He's going to wear that suit again.
Oh,
hey.
God.
All right.
All righty, Roo.
Lupin has left
the building.
He's gone. And so that leaves Dumbledore and Harry to talk. So Harry's like miserable because everything that's happened, he thinks he didn't really make a difference, even though he did save two lives that night before.
Huge difference.
Yes. And Dumbledore did point that out. He's like, what do you mean you didn't make a difference? Like, there's two people that are saved because of you.
Right.
And so Harry tells him about Trelawney going funny and that what she said. And so Dumbledore responds with, oh, well, that brings her real predictions up to two. Maybe he should give her a raise.
Maybe you should fill him in on what the first one was.
Yeah, this is the first time we hear that. I didn't catch that other couple times. And now here it is.
This time around, the second one that we've heard about is how, like, Voldemort's servant's going to return, whatever. The first prophecy that we don't know yet, but we will, is basically how...
Neither can live while the other survives.
Yes. It's the downfall of Harry and or Neville, and then he picks Harry. So, he being Voldemort, you know?
Who?
Voldemort.
Who's Voldemort?
He should not be named. That's Jim Riddle. He's a real puzzler. Get it? Riddle, puzzle.
Oh. Not real quick on the uptake today there, all Tiffany. Right.
So is it Harry's fault that Moldy Voldy's coming back? He's very nervous.
Voldy's gone all moldy.
Well, really he has because, you know, he's just kind of... We're not going to know. Yes. And so this is what Dumbledore says. He says, the consequences of our actions are always complicated, so diverse, that predicting the future is a very difficult business indeed. Professor Trelawney, bless her, which I love. I love that he says that.
It's like when people are like, bless your heart.
Yes, I was thinking the same thing.
But they don't really mean it.
So he's like, Professor Trelawney, bless her, is living proof of that. You did a very noble thing in saving Pettigrew's life. Pettigrew owes you his... Wow,
his life to you.
I don't know why I'm struggling to read my own writing.
I feel like everybody except Katie struggled today.
Katie never struggles. Katie's just...
Sometimes I do.
You know, the cool cat.
Okay.
Oh, thanks.
Okay.
I'm a kid cat.
Katie!
So I tried to look up, because we're going to find out later. So Pettigrew owes his life to Harry. So what's a life debt? Nothing. What's a life debt with you? That's a bad, bad joke. Get it? Okay, no. So, like, when I first was looking up life debt, and I completely forgot this, but in Star Wars, Chewbacca owes one to Han. And Tiffany's like, we watched it. And I was like, oh, okay.
Can we bring out the other Star Wars life debt? Misa.
I don't know who that is.
Jar Jar.
Jar Jar Binks.
I've never heard of him.
He is... Oh, my God. He's a life debt to Qui-Gon.
We're talking about Harry Potter now. Are you ready?
You're the one that brought up Star Wars. Yeah,
I just was... Fun fact.
There's a porg here. Okay. It's always a little Star Wars.
I don't know what a porg is.
All right, get on with it.
I don't know what Star Wars is. I've never heard of it. So we know, like, a life debt is a magical bond formed between a wizard or witch and the person whose life they saved. So we see later on that's going to come to fruition in a wonderful way in book 7. I can't wait for him to die because I don't like him.
It's just... So full circle.
And it's so great that he's like, it's a life debt, he goes, can come in handy, but
you know, but as far as... you are just killing it today. I really need to, like, pay close attention to you. But you've got to think about, like, all the loose ends that Joe has, right? There's a lot of loose ends, a lot of information we don't have, right? She doesn't leave you questioning this at all. Yep. She ties this up in a nice little bow for you.
And does he?
It's just beautiful.
With his hand.
I was going to say. Oh.
So Dumbledore tells him that James would have saved Pettigrew as well. So Harry tells him about how he thought he saw James by the lake, but it was really him. And then I love this line where Dumbledore tells him he looks extraordinarily like James.
Mm.
You know, and then the old line, except he has his mother's eyes.
Right.
He's like, you think the dead we have loved ever truly leave us? Your father is alive in you. And this reminds me of the Lion King.
He lives in
you. Yeah.
This line.
It's just so good.
This line.
Prongs Road again last night.
I got chills.
Like, that makes me want to cry a little bit.
Prongs Road again.
It's the one thing.
Yeah.
Well, Harry was even thinking when he was grappling with the thought of, what, before he really knew that was him, he was like, did I see my dad? He goes, it's not, in his mind, it's not totally implausible because he thought that Pettigrew was dead. And he goes, and all of a sudden he's alive. So could it be that my dad isn't? Maybe in some weird convoluted way still alive.
Right.
And then Dumbledore's telling him, like, he is. He's alive in you.
I'm going to piggyback off of that. As far as Conjuring a Patronus goes, do you think... I have two questions. Do you think that the happy memory always involves another person?
No.
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
Okay. I'm going to say maybe, because going off of that... Do you think that if, Tiffany, I'm talking to you now.
I like how you were like, oh, they didn't answer the way I wanted them to.
No, that's okay. No, it's okay because it's whatever you think. But I'm going to headcanon this. I think that maybe they do involve someone and then your Patronus can derive more power from like the spirit of that person, whether they're alive or dead.
Oh, I like that.
And that's why they're protective. Ooh. Because they have a... You know what I'm saying?
I like that.
Sorry.
And going back and piggybacking off of that.
Do it.
If you think about it, when he's like, you think the dead that we have loved ever truly leave us? If his dad's there and he's protecting me, you're like, you know what? I'm going to make sure that's the strongest Patronus ever made, bro. We're going to beat them. Boop, doop, doop, doop. You know what I mean?
Yes.
It made it like extra strong. Like they even say like that, like whatever drove that away, that Patronus like must have been a powerful wizard. He's got some powerful people in his corner, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, by the end of the series, he's got a lot more powerful people behind him in spirit.
So then Dumbledore goes on to say, he says, Sirius told me all about how they became Animagi last night. An extraordinary achievement, not least, keeping it quiet from me, which I, rereading this, because I know we've discussed, like, he's one of those people that knows a lot more than he lets on.
Yeah.
So it's crazy that the four of these guys were able to keep this a secret from him. And he's, I think in this moment, he's legitimately, he's like, I had no idea. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I think that here he's almost kind of like praising them. Like,
yeah.
Oh, good job. You even kept it from me.
Yeah.
Well, he's got to think that if you can hold one over on Dumbledore, mm-hmm. you're doing something right.
He goes, and then I remembered the most unusual form your Patronus took when it charged Mr. Malfoy down at your Quidditch match against Ravenclaw.
Right. Because we didn't see it.
So, you did see your father last night, Harry. You found him inside yourself. Again, makes you want to cry.
You see what I'm saying? When I think like a little bit of the spirit of that person can be connected to your Patronus if they're part of your memory.
Maybe.
Because it just makes me think he had the memory of flying on the broom for the first time, but it wasn't strong enough.
Right.
Maybe you can produce a corporal Patronus, no matter what the memory is, but maybe it's even stronger if it has to do with someone that means a lot to you.
And we know that love is the strongest form of magic.
Love.
Do you think that it all has something to do with love, whether it's like I love my husband or wife kind of love, or my significant other, whatever you want kind
of
love.
She's looking at me saying these things because she knows I don't have any of them.
Or if it's like the love between like a mother or a dad or an uncle or whatever, blah, 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 blah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot.
I like it a lot.
I dig it.
All right. So the school knew something was happening or had happened, but they weren't really correct with what actually happened.
Well,
you know how
not. I bet you.
You know how it all happened.
I bet you after Snape divulged that information, Mr. Malfoy went ahead and, you know.
So Buckbeak lives, and so did the others. Whoop, 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 whoop.
Not.
I just Googled it.
Okay.
I wanted it to work.
You could be a Megan word. Sorry, Sarah. Go ahead.
So Malfoy is not a happy camper. He's like walking around school like
no swagger this time,
His swagger is gone.
Swaggerless.
And Harry's like in a horrible mood for the rest of his time there, even though the atmosphere around him was very cheerful.
How long was left in the year?
A couple of days.
Okay.
Yeah, I think just a couple of days.
Everything happens right at the end of the year.
You know what? I'll tell you, because it was in June.
Right. After the exams.
When's the full moon?
Oh, here we go. She's pulling up a real calendar, guys. Why? Because she's the queen
What year would that have been?
The timeline.
1994.
So June in 1994, the full moon was the 23rd of June.
You don't know things. Mm. Almost Alana's birthday.
You're welcome.
But not year.
I'll be.
So roughly around then. So there were many people that were upset that Lupin resigned because they were like,
he's the best.
Yes. And then there were people who were like, I can't believe that like he was a werewolf saying all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And then they make the joke. They're like, will they have a vampire teach them next year? Who knows? My guess is they're going to have an imposter.
Oh.
I bet you Edward Cullen comes in.
Who
Edward
knows?
Cullen?
Oh, yeah.
I bet he teaches.
He's going to sparkle down the hall. they're gonna have a moody bunch next year.
Very moody.
Yeah. They'd be mad. Mad moody. So Harry is really upset about Lupin, and he's wondering where Pettigrew is, and he is really wishing that he didn't have to go back to the Dursleys, wishing he could be with Sirius, because he in that short span of time, he got his hopes up so much that he was like, finally, I'm going to have like someone that actually wants me around and like who knew my parents and we'll talk about them and he'll get to learn more, you know, and, you know, have fun with Sirius. They'll have a seriously good time.
A seriously good time.
So the trio pass all of their finals. They ain't dummies. You know this. Harry might not have gotten in Ravenclaw, but they give Harry and Ron a lot of slack, but they're not stupid.
No, they're
right. They can't have Hermione with them while they're taking their exam.
Think about if they really tried.
I know.
Not that Harry doesn't, like, try. I think he tries more than Ron, but... Think about if Ron really tried.
Yeah. Like, they're those kids that, and when I say this, I'm one of these
you
people.
You are
like,
Marty is.
if they sat down, did their the work, same. Studied hard, did all of those things, like.
It kills me.
Yeah. I would have gotten a 4.0 in high school if I actually cared.
Yeah, guaranteed. Yeah. Probably went to school for free.
Yeah.
Sucks.
No one believed me. I got such a good grade on my ACT. I got a scholarship. And my friends were like, no, you didn't. I was like, I'm not lying. Like, I did so well on that test. And they're like, well, whatever. Anyways, back to Harry. So Harry is surprised that Snape didn't fail him because he was sure.
That's the best prize.
Yeah. The best kind of prize is a surprise. So Percy obviously got top grades in Newts. The twins got a handful of owls each. And Gryffindor won the House and Quidditch Cup. So go Red House.
Braves.
Questions.
Suck it.
How,
everyone else.
How do the
go
twins
Gryffindor.
Know how many owls they got?
It literally just had a handful.
I know. It's just weird because like Harry, Ron, and Hermione, they get their results in the mail. Like in the middle of summer.
That's a really good question. Maybe she changed her mind after this year. Maybe. After 2 years. Yeah.
I don't know.
Hey, schools change the way they do things.
That's
they
true. Do. But, you know, after being around for a million years, you figured they'd have it.
Okay, so they're now leaving Hogwarts on a daytime train going to London. Get it? On a midnight train going anywhere. On a daytime train going to London. You're welcome. So Hermione decided to drop Muggle studies, and Ron was like, what? Why? You got a 320% in that class.
Oh, what? What?
Oh, my God.
Also.
And he literally was like, Jesus, 320%. Whoa.
That's a lot of percent.
Yeah.
Imagine how much she wrote on that exam in order to get 320%.
Do you think she schooled the teacher?
Probably.
What exam was it?
Muggle studies.
Who teaches Muggle studies?
What's her name? Because she's in Seven getting tortured.
Yeah, she gets killed by Voldemort.
I'm saturated
right on the
with
tip
four
of my
right
tongue.
Now.
Everyone's
charity
screaming
Burbage.
At us.
Yes,
charity
yes.
Burbage, yeah. Charity Burbage. Do you think she's a charity case?
I just hit my microphone, so I'm sorry to everyone who heard that.
And she says she doesn't want to have another year with the time turner. It was too much for her. And I'm glad that she's realizing this.
Yes.
And you don't need to take all of the classes, Hermione. We know you're smart.
Be less
we know
stressed.
You know Muggle things.
Just read the textbooks.
Yeah. Just do that. You read too much in your spare time. Not too much, but...
A bit of light reading.
Yes. Yeah, just do that. Then you don't have to take it. Well, you might. She seems the type that would like tests.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's a challenge, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she could write her own test. Well, I guess it would make no sense, though, because then she'd know all the answers before taking the test.
Oh.
So they discuss the holiday, and Ron kind of mentions, like, oh, maybe you can come stay with us for some time with the Weasleys.
It happens.
And the Quidditch World Cup is this summer. Woo-hoo-hoo! Go Ireland, baby!
Yeah. Yeah.
Ireland.
Go Irish.
Ireland.
Go Irish.
Crane.
I do like how they say they move.
He's an artist.
So they're riding it. That ride. Wow. Words. Oh, good lord.
Ride that ride, guys.
We're riding those rails.
What?
And they see, I think it's Harry that first sees that there's a small owl outside the train.
Oh, yeah.
So he catches it and he describes it as, it felt like a fluffy snitch.
It's so cute.
And so I thought I would try to look it up to see how fast that train was going and how fast an average owl is, because that just seems insane to me.
Is it minute? It's a minute owl? He's a minute owl?
I don't know if it's just, it just says that he's maybe minute because he's small.
Minute.
Well, I was thinking, is it minute or minute? I can't remember what it said.
I think it's minute.
Is it minute?
Isn't it spelled, aren't those words spelled the same?
No, I don't know what it is. What word, you want to laugh at me? What did you just try to say?
Atrocious.
It says.
No, you didn't.
This is what it says. It says, Harry turned to look outside. Something very small and gray was bobbing in and out of sight beyond the glass. He stood up for a better look and saw that it was a tiny owl carrying a letter which was much too big for it. The owl was so small, in fact, that it kept tumbling over in the air. That just looks so cute in my head.
It doesn't say.
Buffeted this way and that in the train's slipstream. Harry quickly pulled down the window, stretched out his arm, and caught it. It felt like a very fluffy snitch. He brought it carefully inside. The owl dropped its letter into Harry's seat and began zooming around their compartment, apparently very pleased with itself for accomplishing its task. Hedwig clicked her beak with a sort of dignified disapproval. Crookshank sat up in his seat, following the owl with his great yellow eyes. Ron, noticing this, snatched the owl safely out of harm's way. And then I wrote next to that, PTSD. Get it? Because it's his own rat.
Yeah.
But so, going back, I looked it up. So, at first, I tried to Google, like, how fast would the Hogwarts Express go, and it was, like, 8 miles an hour. It was, like, not the one in Orlando. And then it, like, wouldn't really tell me. And so I Googled...
Look up how fast the Jacobite is.
Well, I said I Googled the average speed of a train. So the average speed at train in the U.S. or the U.K. travel is between 60 and 65 miles per hour. And then on main lines, they can reach up to 130 miles per hour.
That's garbage. Where did I read what I said at?
Steam train, though.
Correct. I also Googled steam trains.
It's a Scops owl.
So steam trains.
What the heck was I thinking?
Are you ready?
No.
They can get up to, this says, 151 miles per hour.
Wow.
That's a fast owl.
Yes, they're very fast. These are trains, not owls.
Yeah, but he has to be flying that fast.
What I'm saying is I wanted to see how real this was.
Oh, did he get scooped up?
So what
up
kind
in
of
the...
an owl do you say it is?
Scops. Esk is not a letter.
This is not on here, but
S-C-O-P-S.
Like,
where did I read?
I don't know. But this was saying, like, that the owl speed, like, these are like falcons, but like a golden eagle is their maximum airspeed is 200 miles an hour. Broad-winged hawk, 200 miles an hour. Red-tailed hawk.
Those are big
hawk.
Ones, too.
Wait, what?
Yeah, these are bald eagles, 100 miles per hour.
These are real life?
Yeah. An offspring gets about 80 miles per hour. California condor is 55. Cooper's hawk. Like a barn owl, snowy owl. Those are both 50. Great horned owl is 40 miles an hour. Northern harrier is, harrier, I guess. Is 38 miles per hour. Northern goshawk?
I think goshawk.
38 miles. Short-eared owl is 26 miles. And a burrowing owl is only 12 miles per hour. So I would assume that these magical owls would be able to get that that speed. Because it's just, like, in my mind, like, the train's going so fast.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to know. So if you know anything different, please let me know. I'm interested to hear all about your owls. So I figured I'm going to read. So the letter's from Sirius, and it came with a gift for Ron. So I'm going to read you the letter. It says, "Dear Harry, I hope this finds you before you reach your aunt and uncle. I don't know whether they're used to owl post. Buckbeak and I are in hiding. I won't tell you where in case this falls into the wrong hands. I have some doubt about the owl's reliability, but he is the best I could find, and he did seem eager for the job." And then I wrote,
"Where did he find
cute.
Him?
I don't know.
I think he stole him.
Maybe. I wouldn't put it past him.
Or is he like in the wild and being like, here, owly, owly, owly."
"I believe the Dementors are still searching for me, but they haven't a hope of finding me here. I am planning to allow some muggles to glimpse me soon a long way from Hogwarts so that the security on the castle will be lifted. There's something I never got around to telling you during our brief meeting. It was I who sent you the fireball." And Hermione's like, "Haha, I told you it was from him." So she's like, "Yeah, I was right."
But true story.
Yeah. And Ron goes, "Yes, but he hadn't jinxed it, had he?" And then like owl bit him because he was like just so excited.
Bite.
But it seemed to be an affectionate way.
The bird bites.
Yeah. It says, "Crookshanks took the order to the owl office for me. I used your name, but told them to take the gold from Gringotts vault number 711. My own. His vault number 711. Sorry, that just makes me laugh.
Well, you know it's one of those high security vaults.
It's very close to 713. 713,
yes. Yeah. So please consider it as a 13 birthdays worth of presents from your godfather." And I said, "Gosh. I would also like to apologize for the fright I think I gave you that night last year when you left your uncle's house.
Yep.
I'd only hoped to get a glimpse of you before starting my journey north, but I think the sight of me alarmed you. I'm enclosing something else for you, which I think will make your next year at Hogwarts more enjoyable. If you ever need me, send word. Your owl will find me. I'll write again soon. Severus." Except it's just serious.
Awkward.
Oh, gosh.
You are just on it today.
So then he's like, "Ooh, what else could be in the envelope?" And he sees, and this is what it said. Well, not it says, but he read it through quickly and felt suddenly as warm and content as though he swallowed a bottle of hot butterbeer in one go. "I, Sirius Black, Harry Potter's godfather, hereby give him permission to visit Hogsmeade at weekends." Oh, and then they're like, "Yeah, that'll do for Dumbledore." And then he's like, "Oh, there's a PS." Because he goes, "Hang on, there's a PS," which is postscript for y'all that don't know that. "I thought your friend Ron might like to keep this owl, as it's my fault he no longer has a rat." And then I wrote some choice words underneath that. Bleep that rat.
Cuddle.
Yeah.
Cuddle that rat.
And then, like, Ron is like, "Wait, what? He's mine?" Like, ah. Oh. He's just like.
And then he ends up, like, being so annoyed with it. But you know that he, like, loves that owl.
But that's how he is with Scabber.
Scabber.
So when they get back to London, Harry chooses to let the Dumbledores know about
the Dursleys.
Hey, you let all those Dumbledores that are dead know. Except for
at this point in time, they're all dead but two.
Right.
Right. So when they get back to London, Harry chooses to let the Dursleys know about his mass murdering godfather. And I said Marlon Brando. Get it? Because he's the godfather.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
And guys, this is the end.
Thus ends
What do you
Prisoner of Azkaban. Thank you so much for listening, and the podcast is over.
Wait, I thought we were talking about Azkaban.
Who?
Azkaban.
Who? I can't believe I did that again, you guys.
God, that's so funny.
It's perfect.
I literally did not mean to do that.
It's over. Yes,
it's over.
I have a lightning bolt question.
Oh.
Well, no, you don't. Because it's a lightning round.
There's a first time lightning for bolt everything. Round?
No, there's no bolts around.
Yes, there is.
I got bolts.
Are they're multiplying.
And I'm losing control.
Are you more excited to start Goblet or sad that Prisoner is over?
Excited.
Oh,
Katie,
sad.
Don't answer.
I'm a good mix.
It's
been a
so
while since
better.
You've read
it's
Goblet.
It's been a long time.
It's been a long time, and I'm so saturated with the movies. That yes. When I started reading this, I was like, oh my gosh, it was so good.
There's some upstairs you can have a sip.
A sip.
Are we excited to maybe throw a little Crimes of Grindelwald talk in here before we start Goblet?
Like right now?
No.
Oh. Right now, it's the Crimes of Grindelwald.
Like an episode between, you know?
Maybe. We could do a Scamander story.
Oh, who's Scamander?
We can do one.
Is that Mr. Newt? His,
give me the
it's
Newt.
It's his grandson, correct? That marries Luna?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Luna Scamander. Has a nice ring to it, don't
it
you think?
It does. The dwarves.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I don't mind. That's fine.
I love talking about the new things.
Yeah, it's fun to speculate.
You know what I'm really excited about? I guess, and I don't know how people know this, but there's a teacher that we're going to see in, like, movie two, I guess, that's from Ilvermorny, and then, like, we're really going to get to see Ilvermorny, which I'm excited about that.
Yeah, same. I feel like we're going to see, because what I told Sarah the other day when she told me that was, I was like, it makes sense because she's not going to sort you into this school and then not tell you and show
know?
You more. I mean,
I
there's
know what's like houses or whatever they that Queenie and Tina were in, or they didn't.
Yeah,
say,
they she just did said, say.
I don't
did she
in the movie? Did they say
no?
Okay,
Joe's is it online? On Twitter.
Okay, we're gonna dive deep into that too.
Yeah,
totally
don't worry
off
about
topic
it.
Of this chapter, don't but we're gonna about talk about Ilvermorny. We might dive into legitimate historical things in our society, which I'm very excited about. So I have questions as well. Are you guys ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Who is the Nick of Time?
I don't know. I think you found out, though. Tell us.
Oh, do you want me to read you what I read?
Nicholas.
They said sometime around, this is just some, it's like the worldwidewords.org, so who knows if this is like legit, but this is what it says.
Mm-hmm.
Sometime around the 1580s, the phrase in the nick of time or in the very nick began to be used for the critical moment, the exact instant at which something has to take place. The idea seems to have been that a nick was a narrow and precise marker so that if something was in the nick of time, it was precisely where it should be. Which I was like, oh, okay.
I like that. I like that.
All right.
Good job,
I have
Sarah.
Another question.
Sure.
So, Dumbledore locks Hospital Wing. Do
yes.
you think that Snape was so angry, like, that he magicked it open? Or, like, did he use,
oh.
like... You know what I mean? Because it
oh,
bursts
right.
open.
It burst open.
I bet he's that man.
No, I bet he does it while he's walking, so he doesn't even have to slow down.
But yeah. do you think he like didn't even think about it and was just like,
possibly
open that door? Aloha, Mora.
Do you think even though he's an adult, fully trained wizard, that his magic can still react
oh,
upon
yeah,
emotion?
I think
we
yeah.
saw
think
that in the Shrieking Shack. He had sparks come
yes.
out of his mouth.
Yeah. Like I think that
you're
this
right.
infuriates
you're right.
him so much, and then so. He, I think he's so angry in the Shrieking Shack. This is even times that.
Oh,
yeah.
yeah
so he's
yeah.
like, I can, like, mess y'all up. Y'all gonna die. Not really, but, like, whoosh, doors open. Like,
yeah.
off the hinges.
Yeah.
Open.
Yeah.
Window shatter.
Seriously.
Black.
Oh, my daughter. My daughter!
All right. My next question is, do you think that if there were no other adults in the hospital wing... do you think Snape would have gotten physical with Harry? Like, gripped him and, like, what did you do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could
Why
see
not?
It.
I think it could have happened.
He has, I mean, he's just unhinged.
Right. It wouldn't have been his finest moment, but people can lose control.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Obviously. All right. Let's think about the questions she asked.
Okay.
Do you think Hermione was wrong? And,
I was going to start, but I
You go ahead. You ask. Yes, Hermione was wrong is the answer. No, just kidding.
I was going to say, how long do you think it was before Dumbledore talked to Snape about, like, how Sirius was like, all right, like, this is really true?
Late summer.
This year? Or before
I would say
five?
Before, at least before five. Before they, like, really got the Order of the Phoenix all back together and, like, was like, listen, I'm just going to let you know this is it. And
so,
he's innocent.
So, like, summer before five? Like right after
well,
Voldemort
they
returned,
were,
they would be. The, I would be say
they
that's
would have
like
had
the
been before that because they started going to Grimmauld Place before the summer of five. You know what I mean? Like right at the start. Like maybe at the very end of the fourth year, they told him.
Okay.
Because then they would have started going to Grimmauld Place.
Mm, okay.
But do you think it would have to be sooner so Snape wouldn't be like, "I'm going after this guy myself" because that's how mad I am.
I don't think he has the time.
I mean,
I don't think
Sirius is being
much.
Protected by Dumbledore, you know, I mean.
I think he goes to Spinner's End, he throws a few back, and he
do you think he,
and
do you think
he sulks.
Punched a few walls?
I mean, yeah.
I think he blasted some stuff with his wand.
Oh, I bet he destroyed some stuff. I bet some of those jars in his office didn't make it.
Yeah.
You know, no, he's
they're
mad.
They're not going to make it.
And,
they're
you know,
not gonna make
from
it.
His perspective, like, no, go
they're
ahead.
Not going to make it.
Okay.
Snape's not going to make it.
In so this sad. Book.
So
should we list all of the people that die? Dumbledore, Snape, Sirius.
Dumble's not gonna make it.
Remus. Pettigrew.
Is not gonna make it.
Harry the first time
Baldi's
around.
Baldi's not gonna make it.
Tonks.
Neither is Harry's Horcrux.
Fred. Womp, womp, womp. Who else dies?
Lavender?
Probably. They're all dead.
Not funny.
Harry's gonna make it. Herm, she's gonna make it. Ron is gonna make it. The trio safe.
Serenity now.
Oh, good lord.
Let's finish this. She's screaming.
Luna's gonna make it.
Megan, no one will find you in this basement.
Please don't say that because I don't want to be part of a crime.
This is the show. What are we
she
watching?
Really
American
is
Horror Story. Yeah.
This is Murder House.
This is Murder House.
George is gonna make it.
But not his twin.
But not his ear. That's what I was gonna say. Oh boy.
Oh boy.
Title all this episode. Right. Who's gonna make it?
Am I the nick of time?
Are you?
Could be.
All right.
You're about to be like, dude, this is the end of the episode.
No, I'm trying to get to fan story.
We're finished. We're done with this book. And
I'm sad.
It
feels good, but it's like that's
bitter,
another
it's
one
weed.
Done.
Yeah, like it's gone by quickly.
It's crazy.
Yeah. In like just a little over a year.
These
we've
are
done
the short
books.
You know.
Yeah.
I mean,
oof. Next.
Goblet's gonna take us almost a year.
Yeah. I bet you it's gonna. Do you think we'll end up doing like two episodes per some chapters? Or just try to plow through.
If they're beefy, yeah.
Depends. I mean,
it's so meaty.
Who wants 3-hour episodes? Raise your hand. Any listeners?
I would cut 2 1.5. 2 1.5s. Lion King, 1.5.
Oh, no.
Oh, that movie's good.
Never seen it.
Dig a tunnel, so dig, good. Dig a tunnel.
No, okay.
Dig a tunnel.
I'm
dig,
sorry.
Dig
oh, what is my problem? I keep setting her off.
Katie, it's time for your fan story.
Fine.
Please send us your fan stories.
My name
Katie
is Megan.
Will read them on the podcast.
Thank you, Sarah.
Call us. I don't
send
know the number.
Your stories so Katie can read them.
Swishflickcast@gmail.com.
Through email.
Swishflickcast.com. I mean, swishflickcast.com.
Tiffany's gonna kill us.
Yes. No, they're not gonna make it.
Tiffany's gonna kill
us. They're not gonna make
all of
it
us.
Out alive.
I've been with her for like over 24
it's
hours
been too
in
long.
This 48-hour period, and it's been a long time.
All right, so fan story. This person has a sweet name, Katie Forrest.
Love it.
Woo!
So
shout out to Katie's. Woo!
Shout out to Sarah's. Yeah.
Nope. Jinx, you owe me a cold.
I actually don't particularly care for
you
my
can
name.
Also have a sip.
Katie.
Fill in for me while I yawn. Woo! All right.
Yes,
so,
Swish and Flick.
Dear Swish and Flick. My aunt and uncle gave me the first book when I was 9. I wasn't into reading at the time, and a book about a boy wizard sounded boring to me. When the Sorcerer's Stone movie came out, my dad and grandma took me to see it. I could still remember how it felt sitting in that theater. The magic overtook me, and I couldn't wait to get home to read the book. I read all the books that were out at the time and reread them over and over again until the series was complete. When my teenage years, when my teenage years arrived, life took a turn for me, and the only safe place I had were in the Harry Potter books. I was bullied by friends, felt invisible. I was emotionally abused by my dad and felt completely unloved and unimportant. I threw myself into the books. I read them every day for 5 years because it was the only thing that made me feel good. Harry, Ron, and Hermione were my friends when no one else was. Aww. They held my hand and let me cry. I often say those books saved my life. Now I turn to them whenever my anxiety gets too bad or I'm having a bad day and I feel instantly calmer. Harry Potter was my one light in years of lonely darkness. When I found Swish and Flick, I was so happy because it felt like I gained 4 friends who loved Harry Potter as much as me. Being a part of the group has made me feel like I have a thousand friends to theorize with. I don't post much because my anxiety gets in the way, but I still feel like I belong. No one in my life cares about Harry Potter, so I've been alone in my love, but now I'm not. Thank you, ladies, for being yourself and fostering this great community.
Oh, thanks.
Shout out to you, Katie.
Katie, we love you.
You're awesome.
I totally recognize your name from the group, though. So.
Yes. Yeah. I want to say, you know, if you do have anxiety and don't want to post, that's fine. But yep. I do encourage you to post because we love you and we're glad that you're a part of our family.
Yep.
But again, you know, if it makes you uncomfortable, that's okay. Thank you for still being a part of what we are.
Agreed. And, honestly, and you sent this in. So I just, that says something.
I really don't even interact ton on the group and I'm a host. I didn't know what I was. I like to creep, though.
Technically, you're a but treasurer.
Yeah. I appreciate everybody.
Yep. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you so much. I'm glad Harry's there for you, just like it is for everybody else.
Yep.
And yeah, it's home. So thanks Hogwarts for being a part of our home.
Yep. All right. Social media.
All right. Swish and Flick can be found on all of the different social media channels. We are Swish and Flick Podcast on Facebook and Swish Flick Cast on Twitter and Instagram. You can also subscribe to us on YouTube. And support us on Patreon to gain access to the Felix Files, our bi-monthly bonus episodes.
And a bunch of cool stuff.
Yeah, so find us at patreon.com/swishflickcast and choose your support level if you can or want to. Mm-hmm. And thank you to all of our current patrons. We really appreciate all that you guys do for us.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.